Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're taking a delightful detour. We're diving into this captivating video review of the iPhone 16 Pro, focusing on its prowess as a travel documentary tool. Buckle up.
Ooh, exciting. So it's not just about specs, but real-world usage. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Exactly. It's a refreshing approach. The video showcases stunning footage from Peru, Lima, Cusco, Machu Picchu, all shot on the iPhone 16 Pro. It's like a visual feast.
Wow, Peru on an iPhone? That's ambitious. But I'm guessing there's some serious post-production magic involved?
Definitely. The creator is transparent about using Filmic Pro, Lightroom, and custom presets. But the core image quality from the iPhone is the foundation. They even used ProRes RAW, something we rarely see in casual travel videos.
ProRes RAW? That's impressive. So they're aiming for a professional look, not just quick social media snaps.
Absolutely. They emphasize the 48-megapixel main camera's incredible detail and how well the footage holds up on larger screens. It's not just about mobile viewing, it's about big screen impact.
I see, interesting. But they also mention limitations, right? Like low light and the need for third-party apps?
Right. Low light is still a challenge compared to larger sensors. And they discuss the quirks of third-party video apps like Filmic Pro and Blackmagic Camera, particularly with stabilization issues.
Ah, the eternal struggle of mobile filmmaking. But they seemed excited about the new JPEG XL lossy compression for RAW files.
Ecstatic. They call it the format of the future, shrinking file sizes without sacrificing quality. A game changer for storage.
Got it. Any thoughts on their Lightroom editing workflow? It sounded pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's all about removing Apple's default profile and using custom presets for a more filmic look. They showed a few before and after examples, and the difference was remarkable.
Fascinating. So, a mixed bag, but leaning heavily towards positive, a powerful tool with some caveats?
Precisely. The iPhone 16 Pro, in their hands, becomes a seriously capable travel documentary camera, but it requires understanding its strengths and weaknesses, plus some post-production know-how.
Any final thoughts?
They also talked about Motion Array's AI voiceover tool, pretty slick actually, and their tips on overheating were practical, if a bit unconventional. Multiple iPhones? Who knew?
Ha! Only in the world of pro mobile filmmaking. Thanks for this insightful overview. I'm definitely seeing the iPhone in a new light.
You're welcome, and that's it for Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.